All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And on this show, every week, we cover various issues dealing with mental health from a more holistic perspective, which means body, mind, and spirit. We don't leave anything out. And the whole focus of my own work, personally as well as professionally, is to create a sense of consciousness and greater sense of integration and balance between body, mind, and spirit, to work just cognitively and just focus on what the mind is doing kind of leaves out a great deal. Our bodies are always communicating to us. Our hearts are always communicating to us. There's a sense of higher power or energy, however you want to call it, that we're always in touch with if we want to pay attention to it or not. And all that combined with our emotional body needs to be in a greater communication with one another so that we can live more in balance, more conscious, and more centered and more at peace. And when we're at more peace in our lives, we're from our heart space more, and we're from a place of power. And that power being one of creative power, a sense of connection that's more about cooperation than competition, a sense of nurturing our sense of acceptance, love, and nurturing the world around us, our relationships, all that. Tonight, we're going to be talking a lot about power because we're going to be talking about the men's movement. And later on, I'll be introducing a friend of mine, my guest, Daniel Foster, who's an author, a video artist, and a guide and facilitator in the men's movement, particularly here in Los Angeles. And we'll talk more with Daniel later. But I want to start, actually, on a lot of the shows, the issue of personal power, inner power, has been a common theme. And to me, whether it's a man or a woman, when I'm working with a client, or even within the context of a relationship, the goal is to help people get more in touch with who they are, their truer self, their deeper self. Tell the truth faster means actually being able to see oneself in a light that's filled with honesty and integrity. Even if it's looking at your warts, seeing past the warts, to heal those warts, because our true essence is one of power, light, love, and healing. So when we talk about the men's movement, we talk about men, we often talk about aggression as power. But I want to give you a little history lesson first when we talk about the men's movement. When did it start? Where did it come from? A lot of us know about the feminist movement, the woman's movement, and most of us believe from our own recent history that it came about back in the 60s, but really it goes back a long, long time, the 1800s with suffragettes and if you don't think that women who were pioneers going cross-country or sailing the seas and stuff like that to go to a new land and stuff weren't powerful women, then you have to think twice about what you think as power and strength, determination, fortitude. But the men's movement actually started as an effort at divorce reform, that there be equity in alimony and men's rights and child support, all that sort of stuff. And an organized divorce reform began in 1906 when Sir Arthur Conan Doyle founded the Divorce Law Reform Union in England. In America, organized reform began for men in the 1800s with small groups scattered about, and the National Sociological League was perhaps the earliest large organization. And again, a lot of it centered around divorce reform. But if we move closer to current time, let's look a little bit more at the men's rights ideological perspective is expressed actually beginning with Herb Goldberg's seminal work, The Hazards of Being Male, Surviving the Myth of Masculine Privilege, in 1976. In his books, he discussed how men are emotionally closed down, overworked, and guilt-ridden in the face of women. The contradiction of being open and playful, yet successful, and be taken seriously as a professional leave men in an emotional knot. This double bind creates the frustrated energy that powers a major segment of the men's movement. And then we move on to Robert Bly in the 1980s, the mythopoetic men's movement. And his view is that the male role has lost its direction. This is because there hasn't been any male role initiation or direct male role modeling since the beginning of the industrial era. It was with the industrial era that fathers went out into factories and left sons to mothers and their peer groups. The men's gatherings and local councils are to reconstruct a valid male initiation and role model. And this leads us to what many people think of as a greater part of the men's movement, which really deals with men getting back to that balance of their own emotional self, spiritual self, sense of boy as well as man. There's a book called King, Warrior, Magician, Lover by Robert Moore and Douglas Gillette, and its subtitle is Rediscovering the Archetypes of the Mature Masculine. And the key there is mature masculine. I'm going to read you a little bit from the introduction to that book, because I know that knowing Daniel and knowing the direction that he's taken a lot of his work, that this is, I think, more along the lines of what we're going to be speaking about tonight. And in King, Warrior, Magician, Lover, they talk about boy psychology and man psychology. And boy psychology is everywhere around us, and its marks are easy to see. Among them are abusive and violent acting out behaviors against others, both men and women, passivity and weakness, the inability to act effectively and creatively in one's own life, and to engender life and creativity in others, both men and women. And often, an oscillation between the two, abuse, weakness, and abuse, weakness. Along with the breakdown of meaningful ritual process for masculine initiation, a second factor seems to be contributing to the dissolution of mature masculine identity. This factor, shown to us by one stream of feminist critique, is called patriarchy. Patriarchy is a social and cultural organization that has ruled our Western world and much of the rest of the globe. Feminists have seen how male dominance and patriarchy have been oppressive and abusive of the feminine, of both the so-called feminine characteristics and virtues and actual women themselves. I'm going to read that one again. Feminists have seen how male dominance and patriarchy has been oppressive and abusive of the feminine, of both the so-called feminine characteristics and virtues and actually women themselves. In their radical critique of patriarchy, some feminists conclude that masculinity in its roots is essentially abusive, and that connection with eros, with love, relatedness, and gentleness, comes only from the feminine side of the human equation. And the introduction goes on to say, in our view, patriarchy is not the expression of deep and rooted masculinity, for truly deep and rooted masculinity is not abusive. Patriarchy is the truly deep and rooted patriarchy is the expression of the immature masculine. Patriarchy is the expression of the immature masculine. It is the expression of boy psychology, and in part, the shadow or crazy side of masculinity. Patriarchy is based on fear, the boy's fear, the immature masculine's fear of women, to be sure, but also fear of men. Boys fear women, but they also fear real men. The introduction goes on to say, the patriarchal male does not welcome the full masculine development of his sons or his male subordinates any more than he welcomes the full development of his daughters or female employees. This is the story of the superior at the office who can't stand it when we are as good as they are. Now, this talks about immaturity. This talks about the immature masculine. So what is the power we're talking about? The power has to do with the mature masculine. What is missing is not, for the most part, what many depth psychologists assume is missing, that is, adequate connection with the inner feminine. In many cases, these men seeking help had been and are continuing to be overwhelmed by the feminine. What they are missing was an adequate connection to the deep and instinctual masculine energies, the potential of mature masculinity. They were being blocked from connection to these potentials by patriarchy itself and by the feminist critique upon what little masculinity they could still hold on to for themselves. They were being blocked by the lack in their lives of any meaningful and transformative initiatory process by which they could have achieved a sense of manhood. So basically, in fewer words, the difference, what we see going on all over the world, fighting in the Middle East, the oppression of people in Asia, Africa, even our own country, the West, even in Europe, comes from that immature masculine, the posturing. It's a fear-based situation. Fear of loss of power, fear of looking weak, fear of not having control. And so chaos erupts from that immature masculine. It's almost as if little kids, you know, when we have territorial disputes and stuff, it's like someone's trying to take their toys away and someone else is trying to be defensive, someone else is, well, I'll get you before you get me type of attitude, or I'm going to get even, and that vicious cycle starts like little kids who just don't know how to stop and see the reality of the chaos and destruction that they're causing, to get past their fear and understand that there is enough for everyone and we can share our toys instead of fight over them. And by supporting everyone else in achieving their own power, all of us become more powerful, and the planet becomes more powerful. And so when we're talking about mature masculine, we're talking about that inner power, we're talking about that light, we're talking about that energy that comes from within us, that is loving, gentle, clear, and knows about solution and doesn't come from a fearful place. So we are going to be talking a lot more this evening about all of these things. And remember, this is a live call-in show, so if this has struck a chord, that you can call in at 1-877-900-5369, toll-free, if you're outside the Phoenix, Tucson area, 1-877-900-5369. Or if you're in Phoenix, it's 602-277-5369, 277-KFNX. So with all that being said, and I know it was a lot to say, we'll be back with my guest Daniel Foster, so please stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
It's a necessary part of your business, but one that doesn't always get the attention it deserves. Getting quality human resources for your company doesn't have to be difficult. or expensive, because now you can have the talents of a Fortune 500 human resources department at a fraction of what you'd expect to pay. With SCI Companies, your company gets top-notch expertise, a real human resource department that can handle administration of payroll and benefits, set up company workplace policies, and give the infrastructure of your company a much-needed boost. When you outsource your HR department to SCI Companies, you get Fortune 500 capabilities at a price your company can afford. For more information, contact SCI Companies at 1-800-721-2044 and get an HR department for your small or medium-sized business that rivals major corporations. Call today 1-800-721-2044 or log on to www.scicompanies.com.
Did you ever wonder where all of the new inventions come from? They all got started because someone like you had an idea. Would you like to be the next millionaire inventor? If so, please give us a call. New Concept Advisors. We can take you from your idea to your first invention success. New Concept Advisors Limited Liability Corporation is an invention company designed to guide you from start to finish. Call 602-748-1433 right now to schedule a free consultation. Yes, we said free. If you already have a patent or patent pending, we can help you market your new invention. You would be amazed at the many ways New Concept Advisors can help you with your ideas. Call us now at 602-748-1433 or visit our website at www.newconceptadvisors.com. And please tune in to Inventor Success Stories Monday at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 1100 a.m. You may just be the next success story on our radio show. So call New Concept Advisors today, 602-748-1433.
Gimme You're Tired, You're Poor, Your Huddled Masses Yearning to Breathe Free. Everyone is familiar with this popular maxim engraved on the Statue of Liberty, yet every day thousands of people are wrongfully denied their freedom to take advantage of America's wealth of opportunity. If you have questions about the complicated topic of immigration, tune into All Aspects of Immigration Law, the show with a proactive desire to help people achieve their dreams of freedom and prosperity. All Aspects of Immigration Law, Wednesdays at 2 p.m., only on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
Is life making you so anxious and stressed out that any minute now you feel as though you will explode? Let Stuart Altshuler help you. As a practicing California licensed marriage and family therapist who uses a holistic approach, he's here for you every Wednesday as he hosts To Tell the Truth Faster. During the program, Stuart Altshuler will explore ways to help you towards improving your life by identifying the truth about who you are and accessing your courage to change and grow. Tell the Truth Faster, Wednesdays 10 to 11 p.m. only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hot Talk 1100 KFNX. Talk to our expert hosts. Call toll-free 877-900-5369. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. I'm glad you're all listening in tonight, and hopefully you'll let us know that you're listening in by calling in. 877-900-5369. And I also remind everyone that if you're a little bit too shy to actually pick up the phone, but you want to email me, you can go to the website for the show, tellthetruthfaster.com, and you can email me there. You can also listen to all 42 of my previously done shows since last August. They're all archived on the site, so you can listen to any of the topics that you may have missed or want to hear again. And this show with my friend Daniel will be up on that website in about a week or so. So I want to introduce all of you to, like I said, my friend Daniel. I've known Daniel, how long have I known you? 10 years? 8 years?
15.
Oh, God. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thanks. And I do know you as a journalist. I know you've published in some major magazines and newspapers, as well as a video artist. And you'll have a website up soon called iAwake, E-Y-E, awake.com, which will have a lot of your video artistry up. And you're also very involved with the men's movement. So can you tell us how you define the men's movement and what got you connected there?
Well, what got me connected, Stuart, was, you know, my own personal journey. I would especially say in the last 7 years or so. And it partly got started through going to the California Men's Gathering, which is actually this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That started since 1978. It's all volunteer. There's no paid staff. And it's basically held twice a year, first in Malibu in the spring and then in Northern California around Labor Day weekend. And it's an extended, like, weekend retreat structured around large community events, which everyone attends. And then there's smaller workshops, everything from mask making to dance to coming out to competitive and non-competitive sports, community building, rebirthing, which is what you do there.
That's right, and as well as a workshop on intimacy.
And intimacy, right. You're doing two.
Huh?
You're doing two this year?
Yep, every year.
All right. So I started going to those maybe about 11 years ago, and then I also went to some sweat lodges there and got interested in that and began learning about those and teaching them myself, that are loosely based on American Indian tradition, but they're not, of course, authentic Indian sweat lodges. But they're a place for men to gather, and a place to gather to gain balance and, as the Lakota call it, have a nippy. They call their sweat lodges a nippy, which means to come alive again, to reanimate, to sort of go in that dark, hot, womb-like space and face your helplessness and your ignorance and everything you don't know about life, which is most of it, and come out sort of reborn and reanimated to sort of live again.
Now, that is the focus of a sweat lodge, but it's also the focus of what you're describing as, you know, the men's movement in terms of accepting what and acknowledging what you don't know as well as what you do know and trying to wake up that inner power, correct?
Yeah, well, for me, in my own personal journey, it's been a lot about knowing my power, recognizing it, getting in touch with it, seeing how I disempower myself and sort of stopping those power leaks.
So how did you do that? How did you used to disempower yourself and block your power? If you don't mind me asking.
No, of course. Through many of the ways that, you know, we all tend to do, or a lot of men do it, which is through comparison with other men, envy, which can get you into a lot of trouble, or you're making other men the sort of center of your universe instead of yourself, put you way off balance, putting other men on pedestals, and objectifying other people, which creates a lot of separateness and not much intimacy at all. Lacking boundaries, not knowing where a person begins and the other person starts, getting lost again in their sort of center. And basically fearing my own power,
mm-hmm.
being sort of overwhelmed by it, afraid that it was going to be some nuclear power plant buried in me, which actually it sort of is.
Right.
and I found sort of the key is that power doesn't really need to be exercised. It mainly, 99% of the time, just needs to be contained and held.
Mm-hmm. Embraced.
That's what we do with it, embrace it, right? Mm-hmm. Hold it and contain it. We can use it
mm-hmm.
if we want and if it's necessary, but it's there as an inner essence, as sort of the ground you stand on, your sense of place, your essence or your smell, if you were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the ground we've sort of built and discovered through challenges. And there, that's to support us. It's the bedrock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
beneath all of us.
Well, when you use the word containment, though, I know some people could misinterpret it as repressing and controlling, but I know that what you're talking about, as we said, is embracing it and not fearing it, so that, I mean, the more we fear something, the more it has power and control over us, and the more chaos it more or less will create. But when you embrace it, you understand that that power is actually beneficial and healing and not something that gets chaotic and out of control.
Right, right. Yeah. Containing it is holding it.
Right.
Is really holding it.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you discover in your own process in terms of, I know that you just mentioned ways that you blocked your power, but in the journey itself, I'm sure it was quite a roller coaster as you started attending a lot of these workshops and started your own personal exploration. How did that journey affect your life along the way?
Well, I mean, it basically opened me up to myself. It just put some ground beneath my feet. I mean, my major complaint before was I couldn't find my ground, you know.
Well, we're going to find your ground after this message.
Okay.
And so stay tuned, and we'll help Daniel find his ground. So we'll be right back. Thanks.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Okay, maybe this is you. You love where you live. You don't want to move. But you're running out of space, closet space, garage space. Maybe you've even converted one of those bedrooms to use as a home office, and you're really strapped for room. That was true for us. If it is for you, you should know that families just like ours are calling Classy Closets. First, we called them for extra space for our closets. Then they came back and redid my office. The Classy Closets designers are experts at taking a space and finding ways to utilize every square inch of it so that there's plenty of room for everything, clothes, shoes, files, whatever. Need a home office but can't give up that extra bedroom? Classy Closets can give you both a good-looking, efficient home office and a built-in wall bed. And Classy Closets can reorganize your garage as well with workbenches, files, storage areas. They'll even find room for the car. Classy Closets manufactures everything right here in the Valley, and all their work comes with a lifetime guarantee. Check them out online at ClassyClosets.com or call for a free estimate at 480-967-2200. That's 480-967-2200. Call them Classy Closets.
Hello, everyone. Your wish has come true here on AM 1100 KFNX. We have more Polka Time. Tune in to Arizona Polka Time with your host, Polka Frank. Every Sunday, listen to the beautiful polka music from 4 to 5:30 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX. It's music for everyone to enjoy.
You, I'm Wanda Lee.
And I'm Eileen.
And we're serving it up and dishing it out.
Oh, come on now, Eileen. The name of our show is a little misleading. Ain't nobody around here doing any cooking or serving.
No kidding, Wanda. We're serving up opinions and dishing them back out.
Helen here, who cares what you're doing? My bunions hurt and I'm out of smokes. In my opinion.
Oh, nobody be caring what your opinion is, you wrinkled up old camel.
The honey? You don't talk to women that way. Do you hear me? Because until you look as good as I do, your opinion don't count no how.
The Mississippi meme off here. Y'all need to settle down before I have to slap you so hard your whole family fall down. Everybody knows opinions is like buttholes. Everybody's got one. Just so happens mine are right. Both of them.
You never know who's going to show up here. So give us a jingle. It could be you.
Speaking of jingles, we'll have a jingle for the butthead of the month. We'll even seal it with a big old kiss.
Every Monday night at 10 p.m. we'll be
serving it up and dishing it out.
So be there
or be a loser.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
All right, Phoenix, good Wednesday evening to everyone. Ryan here with your KFNX weather forecast for tonight. It's going to be clear and cool with a light wind, lows near 65 degrees. Tomorrow, getting nice and sunny with also a little bit of light wind going on, highs into the lower 90s. Around the state currently, 45 in Flagstaff, 51 in Prescott, 68 in Tucson, 72 in Phoenix at 10:30 here at KFNX Cave Creek, Phoenix.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. And tonight's topic is the men's movement. And my guest tonight is an old friend, Daniel Foster, who's very involved with this personal and inner growth movement. And it's interesting, Daniel, that last week my show was called Living Powerfully with Honey Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And she described in general terms what living powerfully meant, and it's very similar, obviously, to what we're talking about this week. And she talked about the importance of honesty, trusting yourself, keeping your commitments with yourself and others, and that there is always choice in what we do, and that's part of how to live powerfully. And I think that's true for men or women. I think even in the context of what we're talking about tonight in terms of the inner power, it applies the same to men or to women, but men seem to have more of a history that maybe has created a deserving reputation about misuse of that inner power. But I think it's more about that immature masculinity I was talking about from King Warrior Magician Lover. So the power you're talking about is the mature masculinity. Can you talk about a little bit about the difference and how vulnerability is a part of that?
Yeah, and just sort of what you said jogged my memory on a few things, which is talking about men and the difficulty they have. It really takes a long time for men to sort of cook and to ripen. I think much, much longer than women for some reason. The Roman Emperor Hadrian, in his memoirs, which are actually written by a lesbian, said, there's nothing slower than the true birth of a man. There's nothing slower than the true birth of a man.
Mm.
And I think that's really true. Just the initiations, the tests, the challenges, the growing that we have to go into can be enormous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but the true birth to a man is the key there, which is that this power that we're talking about is the true birth. We're not talking about, you know, a man that finally is able to pick up a sword and go out and fight and prove, you know, his ego can do all that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. The true birth is, you know, the man in balance.
Right.
The man in balance. He's not too far this way or too far that way.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got, you know, everything going on in balance. So you were talking about intimacy and vulnerability, which is a big part of power, certainly to admit one's weakness and to let down the armor and not have to have the guard there all the time to protect needlessly. So it's a big part of power. There's a letter that the writer Franz Kafka once wrote, which really touches on this, which I really like. And he talks about a room he calls the beautiful room of intimacy, and about how we can choose to enter this room of intimacy and stay there with each other, and it can become a beautiful room, or the beautiful room can become empty. I can read the letter if you want. It's just a couple paragraphs long.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, he says in the letter, it's really a poignant letter. He says, sometimes I have the feeling that we're in one room with two opposite doors, and each of us holds the handle of one door. One of us flicks an eyelash, and the other is already behind his door. And now the first one has but to utter a word, and immediately the second one has closed his door behind him and can no longer be seen. He's sure to open the door again, for it's a room which one perhaps cannot leave. If only the first were not precisely like the second, if he were calm, if he would only pretend not to look at the other, if he would slowly set the room in order as though it were a room like any other. But instead, he does exactly the same as the other at his door. Sometimes even both are behind the doors, and the beautiful room is empty.
Mm.
Which is sad. It's a sad letter and a sad thought that beautiful room has to sometimes remain empty,
mm-hmm.
or does.
Well, Kafka wasn't exactly known for his musicals.
No. You're right.
And it's a point very well taken, actually. It's a great letter. In fact, I'd like to get a copy of it and put it up on the website.
Sure, sure.
Now, you mentioned vulnerability, and I know that a lot of the men that I work with equate vulnerability with weakness, and it takes me a while sometimes to help them learn and understand that there's power and strength from being able to be vulnerable and be seen in that space, and not be in a state of fear in that vulnerability. That's where the heart opens more, because you realize that there's nothing to fear. You kind of agree with that in terms of...
Yeah, definitely.
And how does, let's say, the workshops or at the CMG, the California Men's Gathering, I've been up there a number of times, and I know that, what are there, 200 men there each weekend?
About
280 men spending time. I mean, they're either in tents or they're in dorms, and it's a pretty intense weekend, and every workshop is actually planned to help people break down the barriers, the defenses, the self-image, the bravado, all that stuff, to, in a sense, find that little boy inside. And that little boy being also the powerful, innocent, light being that we were all born as. So how does, like, the CMG and other types of, you know, men's gatherings all over the country and all over the world actually try and approach and try and get these groups of men to be vulnerable? I think a lot of people, when they think of a lot of these men groups, you know, they just laugh and giggle because they think it's just a lot of middle-aged men dancing around like kids with drums and stuff like that. But it's much more serious than that and much more playful than that, isn't it?
Yeah, and then typically any of these gatherings, of course, the first day or so, everyone's scared to death because they don't know anybody and they're getting used to it all. But slowly by slowly, you know, even just by being with each other, and the gatherings are very connective, and there's one-on-one work in which you know, basically look into another man's eyes and you share some things, which, you know, is immensely connective right there. And you mentioned the word play, and play is a big part of it, you know, allowing ourselves to play, not taking ourselves too seriously.
Without the competition and bravado that a lot of men think of as the only way they know how to play.
Right.
They have to win. It's
right.
Competition. It's not just the playfulness and the lightness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's without that, without the intimidation, without the needing to really prove something. You know, the idea is that you're really acceptable as you are, all parts of you, and, you know, the complete picture is acceptable. You don't have to split off a part of you and put it over here. You bring it all in, mm-hmm. and you work with it all. You don't necessarily indulge in maybe some of the darker parts, but... don't wallow in them, but you use them to teach, have them teach you things about yourself, and because it's really ultimately for me all about integration,
mm-hmm.
and being able to, as I say, sort of sniff out all parts of oneself and see what's really happening, what's really going on and going down. And so the deceptive parts of oneself, or the regressive parts, or the evasive parts can be nailed and seen and not gotten rid of necessarily, because sometimes you just can't always fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be brought in and integrated and seen, and you don't indulge it,
mm-hmm.
and you don't, you know, let it hurt yourself or other people. And a lot of times it comes down to essentially just loving it, you know, loving all of you. And that's ongoing and tremendous work.
As I say, it's a process, not an event.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about forgiveness, too.
Yeah, and forbearance and great compassion. I mean, the amount of compassion I think that we really require is really fathomless. It's we need a lot of it.
And how many men have a difficulty saying that or asking for it and even receiving it?
Yeah, again, it's seen as a sign of weakness.
Right, when actually that means vulnerability and actually strength and power from our perspective.
Right.
So we're going to take a break right now, Daniel. When we come back, I actually want to have you talk a little bit about the archetypes, like I mentioned, from King, Warrior, Magician, Lover. I'd like you to talk a little bit about the King archetype before we end the show.
Okay.
Okay, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Waking Up in America is a radio magazine exclusively heard on KFNX every Monday at 9 a.m. The editors and guests celebrate causing powerful and playful planetary conversation that makes a difference. Waking Up in America rocks with great ideas, information, fabulous relationships, and progressively provocative interviews. This is one program you don't want to miss. So please join us every Monday at 9 a.m. for an hour of fun, information, and inquiry.
UN. Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefits.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your business has to deal with two important issues.
You have to keep ahead of your customers' needs,
and you also have to be attentive to the needs of your employees. To better understand the dynamics of the workplace, tune into the Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon. Carter Harden will tap into the provocative current issues in the workplace that impact both employees and employers. What do you need to know as an employee? What do you need to know as a boss? Find out when you tune into the Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon on Hot Talk 1100
KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts. Call toll-free 877-900-5369. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic has been the men's movement. My guest is Daniel Foster. And we've been talking a lot about the men's movement tonight. And when, I think it's important to clarify that men's movement means just that, men. And whether somebody's heterosexual, homosexual, or bisexual, transgender, or whatever, many of the same issues apply. In fact, all of the same issues apply. A lot of people, you know, bought into the very same archetypes and this very same patterning stuff. So I know that the men's gathering welcomes men of all sexual orientations, and it's really had become a very safe place for people to explore all sides of them and to share that kind of change together. And I know that before the break, I asked you to talk a little bit about the King archetype and how it is part of this power. So what can you say about that, Daniel?
Well, the king is many things. He's really sort of, as I term it, a sacred king within us. He does a lot of blessing. He sort of blesses us with self-trust, with a creative order, many times with a profound mission. The king is a very stabilizing force, centering, stabilizes all chaos. And the king's role is a lot to see other people, to really see them in all their weaknesses and all their strengths, to certainly call out their strengths, to honor, accept, and to promote others. So the thing the king doesn't do is he doesn't envy other people, because there's no need to. There's no need for gossip. There's no need for complaining. The king is a creator of solutions, and really secure in his own, obviously, self-worth. And it's an archetype, as all archetypes, that works through us, not as us. We don't become the king. If we become the king, we get short-circuited because it's too much voltage.
too much ego.
So the ego. So it's an archetype that is a template that sort of templates onto us and passes through us, and we never really become it. So those are some of the qualities of the king. There's a novel written in 1979 called Shibumi, and this has to do with the king archetype because the protagonist searched in this novel. It's a big spy novel, which has nothing to do with the king archetype, but in it, the protagonist searches for sort of a rare kind of personal excellence, and he calls it sort of a state of effortless power. And it's made up of seven qualities, which I really love because they're the qualities, in my view, of the king. And the first one is elegant simplicity. You sort of think of architects and artists and monks and monastic people, elegantly, simply, deeply interior men, elegant simplicity. And the second quality I love is in the novel, it's called articulate brevity. So it's sort of like what some men can say profoundly in six words takes others like 390 to say. So articulate brevity. Another one is eloquent silence. Eloquent silence, which sort of says it all. The fourth one is authority without domination. You know, no sort of need to pummel again other people with your power. The power, the authority is complete unto itself, authority without domination. Spiritual tranquility, just a calm, you know, center that radiates and blesses. And one I really love, understanding rather than knowledge. And the word understanding means to stand under, and that's what understanding is. When you stand under something, like your feet understand your body, they know it, they understand it, because they've been carrying it around for, you know, a few decades.
And what's the seventh one?
And the seventh one is the crowning one, which is being without the angst of becoming, which is just speaks volumes. You could probably have couple dozen shows on it.
I think every show is about that.
Yeah, being angst of becoming. It's like ceasing to spin our wheels, again, trying to overly fix ourselves or fix other people, fix our world. And in my belief, you know, our very true center and our very being, our essence, our power becomes the fix. That is the fix. Yes, we do need to address issues in our life and behaviors, et cetera, et cetera. But essentially, it's that core solves the problems.
We have about two more minutes with you, and I know that there was a poem I think you wanted to...
It's a poem by William Stafford called A Story That Could Be True. And it's really about identity, and he says, sort of imagine if you were exchanged in a cradle and if you were raised by someone else. It's really a severe loss of identity he's talking about, and sort of a solution. And see if we can get it in here.
Take a break, and I'll give you that minute when we get back.
Okay.
Before I close up, okay?
Put it on your website.
There you go.
Good.
So stay tuned for our final thoughts after we return.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Race Week Radio. Tune in Wednesday nights at 11 for all the latest in the world of motorsports. Join Todd Weiland as he gets down to the nitty-gritty, lap by lap. Race Week Radio won't be limited to the big boys. This show is dedicated to fulfilling all of your speed needs. NASCAR, kart, Formula One, even speed boating. Race Week Radio every Wednesday at 11 p.m. only on AM 1100 KFNX.
There are many different types of mental health professionals. To say that finding the right therapist to address your needs will take some research is an understatement, to say the least. Most people don't even know the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist alone. For a better understanding of psychological issues that can stem from common everyday challenges and how to find the treatment you need, tune in to State of Mind every Thursday afternoon at 3. Your host, Dr. Peggy Lemire, can help guide you through the maze of mental health issues without making you feel lost. That's State of Mind on Thursdays at 3 p.m., only on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
Have you reached the point where you'd like to use more than just text and pictures in the web pages you're creating? Whether you're a hobbyist or a professional web developer, your pages can be more dynamic, interactive, and fun with eCube. eCube is web animation software for the rest of us. It's an easy-to-use software program. All you need to know is how to copy and paste to create state-of-the-art web pages without requiring the time to learn new technology. It's easy. You already know how to publish your web pages to the internet. eCube does the complicated stuff for you. You just relax and create. Imagine creating successful web pages that attract and keep visitors and make them stay at your site longer. You'll please your clients with websites that are way ahead of the competition. It all starts with eCube. Download a free version today at www.ecube.com. That's www.ecube.com.
This is the 50,000-watt powerhouse station, serving all of Arizona and beyond. Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to the closing comments for Tell the Truth Faster this week. Daniel, I'm going to turn it right over to you to continue with the poem you were starting before the break.
Yeah, thank you. It's a poem by William Stafford called A Story That Could Be True. And it talks about sort of loss of identity as if you were exchanged in your cradle and you were raised as someone else. And it goes like this. If you were exchanged in the cradle and your real mother died without ever telling the story, then no one knows your name. And somewhere in the world, your father is lost and needs you, but you are far away. He can never find how true you are, how ready. When the great wind comes and the robberies of the rain, you stand in the corner shivering, the people who go by, you wonder at their calm. They miss the whisper that runs any day in your mind. Who are you really, wanderer? And the answer you have to give, no matter how dark and how cold the world around you is, maybe I'm a king. So I love the poem because it's all about being raised to someone else, which many of us have the feeling we were. We never got that true identity or know what that is. And so it's the suspicion that maybe I'm a king. Of course, we are. That's in us.
It's a concept I call earth angels, that all of us have that power that we're born into, and some of us just remember it more easily and are here to help other people wake up to their own memory of it. Daniel, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It was great, as I expected it to be with you, nothing less. And I will be seeing you this weekend.
You got it.
Okay, so hold on. As I close up here today, I want to, besides thanking Daniel, I want to thank all of you for listening tonight. And like I said, the show can be heard on the Internet, and the website also has all the previous shows. All 42 of them are up there already at tellthetruthfaster.com, and you can email me or Daniel via that website. And what we're talking about, what we've been talking about, what every show is about, is Star Wars. We're talking about the dark side, and we're talking about the Force. And tonight we've been talking about how to move from the dark side to connecting more powerfully with the Source. All of us are Darth Vader, all of us are Yoda. But the truth is, who we really are is Yoda. We're all Jedi Masters. and everything we're trying to do is to get back. Now, can you think that I actually went to see episode 2 on opening day at the Grauman's Chinese, and I loved it, and I just want to read a quick paragraph from the introduction to King Warrior Magician Lover. We need to learn to love and be loved by the mature masculine. We need to learn to celebrate authentic masculine power and potency, not only for the sake of our personal well-being as men and for our relationships with others, but also because the crisis in mature masculinity feeds into the global crisis of survival we face as a species. Our dangerous and unstable world urgently needs mature men and mature women if our race is going to go on at all into the future. And on that note, I thank you all for listening tonight, and listen in again next Wednesday night. Thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening. So